I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Strong rhetoric from Iran continues to concern Christians around the world. Iran's threats have forced many believers to leave the country. Sargon Daniali is a Syrian Christian who lived there and is now working with Bridge International. While the church is growing in Iran, Christians who left are now being used elsewhere. Daniali plans to take the gospel back into Iran. He's currently in the U.S., where he's
mapping those cities, those locations, where we had those ancient churches. Go to the government, ask them permission to help start new churches in those areas.
Next, Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India keeps an eye on the ministry trends throughout India. Mission India's John DeVries says today, there's virtually no area free from persecution. One way they're responding is through their Children's Bible Club program.
We provide training and curriculum for 1,100 indigenous Indian missions, averaging about 4 million children in the club program during their summer vacation. Out of that, we usually get around 4,000 to 5,000 daily clubs. And these daily clubs then become churches.
And the Lord's Resistance Army, one of the world's largest rebel groups, beleaguers Uganda. The World Bible Translation Center is helping to support believers working there in the refugee efforts after 2 decades civil war. These missionaries have been going into the refugee camps to preach, provide supplies, Bibles, and encouragement. Their teams are equipping the children of Uganda for the spiritual warfare that surrounds them by providing God's Word to teach and guide them. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.